Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. Let's start with K-State, and we'll get to the Chiefs here coming up in just a little bit. Someone on the text line asked me if I think there is a deeper story to this and if I think that K-State pushed out Chris Klieman. I don't think that they did. Now, I understand that sort of the history of coaching is you do it for as long as you can and until they got to wheel you off of the field. But I think what we could be seeing, especially as the money is getting so big, I don't know if everybody's going to coach until they're 70, 75 years old, like Paterno or Bobby Bowden or those guys. I mean, it's great to do those things. I looked this up, Rob. How much money do you think that Chris Klieman has made just at K-State?
It's got to be upwards of $10 million.
$18 million. So just imagine this, because some of you are this age. Can you imagine right now, if you have been doing one job in some place or another for 35 years, Chris Klieman started coaching in 1991 as a graduate assistant in Northern Iowa. So you want to talk about, you started as a GA and then you went as a DB coach and then you kept working your way up and kept working your way up. And then finally, from 1991 until 2005, you were grinding and then you finally got a chance to be a head coach. And then, after being a head coach, you then went back to being another assistant and kept grinding and kept grinding. And then you got to North Dakota State. And boy, did it work out for you. You kept winning championships. And then you went to K-State. And you know what? You kept winning championships. You kept winning and winning and doing all of these things at North Dakota State. And then you went to the Big 12. Can you just imagine? You are 58 years old. And you see the business that you were in starting to rapidly change. And how it was when you first started, it's not like that anymore. It's not maybe based off the relationship that you've built with the high school coach or the parent. It's now based off how much money can you offer me in NIL. Now you got to deal with the transfer portal. Can you imagine you spend 2-3 years recruiting a kid out of Olathe East? And then after 4 months of not being able to play and unhappy, now that kid tells you, I want to go play somewhere else. And this is your life. You do this all the time. And you're sitting on $19 million in the bank. We're not counting anything else. We're not counting any endorsement. This is just off salary that he has made. And then one day you wake up and you realize to yourself, you know what? Maybe I won't make, you know, $8 million like I was making. But for the last 15 years of this man's life, he has lived in Fargo, North Dakota, and Manhattan, Kansas. I'm going to assume that Chris Klieman isn't living some lavish luxury lifestyle. He doesn't need the downtown penthouse with panoramic views of the city. I'm just going to assume, based on where he's lived. You know what? I mean, K-State's going to give me a $200,000 job where I can just show up and shake hands and I can wake up whenever I want and play golf and do all these things. I can go around and I can do speaking engagements and make another $100, $200. I could just sit on these millions that I've made. I can make an extra $400 or $500 and I don't have to deal with any of that stuff anymore. I'm sorry. That sounds like a pretty good option to me. I think what you are seeing when it comes to some of these coaches, these old school coaches, these guys that did it by the clipboard back in the day, I don't think that all of these guys want to do it until they can't do it anymore. The same way that we are seeing athletes retire earlier than before, used to play football as long as you could. Now you look at a guy like Luke Kuechly. No, I don't want to play football until I can't walk anymore. I'm done. I made good money. I had a good career. I'm retired. You guys see how happy Andrew Luck looks? Every time they show Andrew Luck on the sideline, man, Andrew Luck looks, he looks like he's incredibly happy. Man, I get to be the GM of my alma mater and I get to do all these things. Man, I can just, he just seems so happy. So I have absolutely no clue what happened at K-State. Maybe they did push him out. Maybe they saw they had an opportunity to go get Colin Klein and they jumped at the opportunity to go get Colin Klein. I'm telling you though, if you are a 58-year-old man that's made $20 million in your life coaching football, and now you can step aside and take a very cushy, high six-figure job going around and just simply being yourself, hey, I would say you won. You won life's lottery, and you moved out of the way to let a 30-something do that job. That's what happened. A 58-year-old man moved out of the way to let a 30-something do that job. Somebody who is younger and a little bit cheaper. It's his first head coaching job. In a way that works out, a happy transition for everybody. I get to stay home, spend time with my wife, spend time with my kids. K-State gets the head coach that they want. Everybody is happy. This is really a win-win-win for everybody associated with K-State University.
I would also say, and this is not some breaking, earth-shattering, man, I'm really in the know when it comes to K-State athletics. We think after one middling, not even bad, one middling season, his friend and one of his closest buddies, Gene Taylor, for was sure. Like, you got to go.
Yeah, no, absolutely no chance.
He was winning 9 games every season or 8 games every season. He had one down year, and you think Gene was like, it's time? No, there's no way Gene Taylor, maybe if Gene Taylor had been ousted and a new AD came in, I would subscribe to this theory. I think Chris Klieman is just, I'm 58. I'm good. I don't like the changes in college football. It's more work. It's year-round. The calendar stinks. I'm going to go sit in the Bahamas for the rest of my life. Like, that's what I feel like happened with Chris Klieman. And that's good for him. But, yeah, there's no way his pal was like,
no chance.
Hey, it's 6-6. We're heading to Shreveport, and then you're headed on a plane out of here. No chance.
Yeah, Chris Klieman, he's earned that, man. I'm looking at it. Chris Klieman was born in Waterloo, Iowa. And then you look at the places that he never coached somewhere cool. Like, not once. So, hey, man, you deserve it, man. Congratulations to you, man. I'm serious. Congratulations to Chris Klieman for an incredible coaching career. And I imagine now he'll be some consultant at K-State, and he'll make great money to just be Chris Klieman for the rest of his days. All right, we'll play the Patrick Mahomes interview here coming up in a little bit. Rob, let's talk about Darren Peterson for a bit.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for The Hits. Number one.
Carrington, I'm 100% sure the hits are brought to you by Baker University. Make your next era orange at Baker University, the first university in Kansas, and ranked number one in return on investment among private universities in the state. Baker University, forever in our orange era.
All right, coming up in a little bit, we'll play our interview with Patrick Mahomes. I want to play one piece of audio for you guys here in The Hits. This would be my advice to Bill Self. And I don't think he will listen to this advice. I don't think that Bill Self cares about this advice. But someone who spends a lot of time dabbling in media and reading these kind of things, this is what my unofficial PR advice would be. Please stop talking about Darren Peterson. It does nobody any good. So after the game, Bill sat down at a press conference and he said this about Darren Peterson.
The combination of that and him, confidence level, let me go. Guys, he's 90-95%, but he wasn't 100. And I said all along, we're not going to play until he is. So it was as much my decision as anything, but I also sensed that he wasn't quite.
This is where I am with Darren Peterson. There are only two possible options to me in this. Either Bill is way off on what his percentage is. Like, we throw these numbers out there, and, like, what do they mean, right? Like, maybe Darren Peterson is 70%. Maybe he's 60%. I don't know. But when you say 90, 95%, and we are talking about somebody who is a millionaire currently playing basketball at Kansas, we cannot talk about these guys like they are college students the way that we have been accustomed to for our entire life. Yes, he goes to college. He is a professional athlete. Darren Peterson is a millionaire. Darren Peterson has been a Adidas-sponsored athlete since he was a junior in high school. We know what it costs now to get a premium basketball talent, and you're telling me he's the most premium of all the basketball talents. He is making millions of dollars to play basketball at Kansas. The expectation of any professional athlete, if you are 90 or 95%, it is to participate in these games. It was one thing we were kind of laughing about not playing in the games against Green Bay or not playing in the games against UT Chattanooga. You're telling me that KU had a home game against a top five team in college basketball? Their number one player, the best player on their team, was 95% healthy and then just couldn't give it a go? This is what professional athletes do. If the expectation of the sports that we watch at college or at the professional level is that all of the participants have to be 100% or they can't play, we would never watch sports. No one would play. No one would get on the field. Who could play? We see the injury list when we look at football games. We see the injury list when it comes to baseball. Guys are always dealing with nagging injuries. You're running, you're jumping, you're colliding into things. Sometimes you sprain your ankle or jam your finger or you hurt yourself doing these things. Is the conversation going to be that we will only see Darren Peterson if he's 100% healthy to play basketball? Then I'm telling you, then we won't see him a whole lot this year then if that's the case. Nobody is 100% playing. Who's 100% every day they go to work? That's what we got to start talking about when we talk about these college athletes. They are now employees. They go to work. They get paid very handsomely to go to work. From State Farm or Adidas or New Balance or all of these companies that are throwing big time major dollars at them to play basketball. This is what these kids asked for. This is what we asked for. We said for the longest how unfair it was, how everybody else was making money, and how they were the only ones not making money. Well, I'm sorry. When you get paid millions of dollars to perform, the expectation is for you to perform. And I don't want to hear, well, he's got to be 100%. No, stop it. You are not saving yourself for the Toronto Raptors. They can pay you. We are paying you now. You didn't play in the Duke game. You didn't play in Las Vegas. You didn't play at UConn. And now we got to play this same game again if you're going to play against Missouri coming up on Sunday. I just think the percentage conversation just does everybody such a disservice. It is impossible to hear that he is 95% healthy. But then, so he was 95% healthy. He practiced on Monday. He participated in the shoot around on Tuesday and then can't play? I understand if you're a KU fan why you're really frustrated with that. I get it. And I know people will make the comparisons to Michael Porter. Michael Porter had surgery. He was not practicing anymore. He was not going through the shoot-arounds anymore. That's not what we're talking about. Darren Peterson is around. He's got to be 100% to play. I guess we'll find out if the extra 5% heals itself for the game on Sunday against the Missouri Tigers. Earlier today, we got a chance to catch up with Patrick Mahomes.
He's QB1.
Quarterback from Texas Tech, number 15, Patrick Mahomes.
He's a three-time Super Bowl champion.
Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run. Maybe the best play yet.
Two-time MVP and three-time Super Bowl MVP.
Patrick Mahomes with Mahomes magic. Starting left, peeling right, three drives, three touchdowns for the Chiefs.
And you can hear him right here every week with CDOT, exclusively on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
Our conversations with Patrick Mahomes are brought to you by our friends over at Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. Earlier today, I got a chance to catch up with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. You guys know that he is from Texas, and they played their last game in Cowboys Stadium. I asked him what it was like to go home to play on Thanksgiving.
No, I mean, it was really cool. I mean, you kind of got that feel, kind of like a playoff game or another big game like that where everybody's watching and you have to go out there and play your best football. And so it was really cool for me. I have a lot of family and friends in attendance and going out there and getting to play on Thanksgiving.
What were your impressions of the Cowboys Stadium?
It's awesome. You know, I got to play there in college a lot, and so I always had the dream of playing there in the NFL. So to be able to do that was really cool, and the fan base was awesome. There was a lot of Chiefs fans there, so it was cool to see the fan base travel to Dallas.
Man, absolutely. When they did the home of the Chiefs, that was loud. That's as loud as I've heard it. Is that as loud as you've heard it? Is there anywhere comparable to that?
I don't know for sure. I mean, sometimes we get out there to L.A. Sometimes there's a lot of Chiefs fans that take that trip as well. So, but it definitely was loud. It was really cool to see. I mean, even seeing some Texas Tech jerseys as well. So it was cool to see that the my fans from everywhere were kind of out there in attendance.
Obviously, it's cool to play these kind of games. It's cool to play on Thanksgiving. There's an honor to play on Christmas Day. But you're also a family man. You're married. You have kids. How do you balance your job, your work responsibility, and also making that time for your family?
Yeah, I mean, I think first off, having a great wife, helps out a ton. And her being able to handle a lot of the other extracurricular stuff that I can't necessarily be there for. And getting the family all settled and everything like that. And then but the only thing good about playing on Thursday is you get the weekend off and was able to get to spend Thanksgiving with my family and everybody like that. And so obviously don't get to do it on the actual day, but having a few extra days off where I can get away and be around family was definitely cool.
I don't know if you've seen the ratings yet for the game. They just came out. 57.2 million people watched Thursday's game. The audience peaked at 61.3 million. It is the most watched regular season game in NFL history. I thought the number was going to be big. I wasn't sure it was going to be this big. That's an incredible number.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it speaks to how much people love the NFL and love football, and we've been able to grow our fan base over these last few years, and obviously Dallas is a huge fan base as well, and so it's cool to see that the NFL is just continuing to break more and more records with these games.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. I want to get a couple of college football questions in before we talk about you guys. Let's start with your Texas Tech Red Raiders, your alma mater. You guys are playing for the Big 12 championship game just a couple of weeks away from the college football playoff.
Yeah, no, it's extremely exciting. I mean, obviously, they've had this vision over these last few years of building the program, and Coach McGuire's done a great job of that. And then along with the NIL and everything like that, they've really taken advantage of the space that college football is in, and they've got a lot of great players in. But I think more than anything, they've built a great culture, and I think that's something that it's hard to really comprehend is the culture that they built there and being able to bring players in through the portal or through recruiting and then get them to believe in the brand and what they're building. It's special, and they've done a great job of getting themselves to the Big 12 championship, and I'm excited for them in the postseason journey.
I know you were spending time with family this weekend, but I'm sure you watched a little bit of college football and you were tracking the top story. Lane Kiffin is now leaving Ole Miss and is going to be the head coach of LSU. What did you make of this, man? It was the biggest story in football for those 2 days.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's something, the calendar is something that they got to work with in college football as far as transfers and the coaching hiring process and signing day and stuff like that. But I think it's awesome for him to be able to go to another journey and be able to keep rising in the ranks of college football. But at the same time, I feel bad for the kids, man. I mean, being able to be in the playoff run and losing your head coach, but you can't fault him, man. That's just kind of how the schedule works and how things go. And obviously a crazy story, but hopefully the kids can still go out there and live out their dreams playing in the playoffs and stuff like that, and then everybody can kind of move forward in a positive way, and hopefully people learn from this, and we can move the schedule around so that this doesn't happen again.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Let's transition to you guys. How would you describe the urgency that is in the building? I don't need to tell you about you guys' situation. Is it like a playoff-level intensity for you guys heading into this week?
I mean, it kind of has to be. I mean, knowing that this is such a pivotal game as far as not only trying to get back to winning football games, which we have to do, but also playing a team that's competing kind of for the same type of spot that you are to get into the playoffs. And so this is a great football team we're going up against, and we understand that. And I think guys are just coming in with the mindset of we got to play our best football. We got to play our best football, and there's kind of no other options other than that.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, going through some of the storylines right now with the team. What do you make of this AFC that we have so far? It feels like it's kind of turned upside down for a little bit. The teams that have historically been good, they're maybe not having the season, and there's a lot of new blood right now. This really feels like the parity that we always talk about on a year-by-year basis in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've seen with the coaches that have come into the AFC and the players and the quarterbacks. I mean, it really is anybody can get hot at the right moment and go out there and win games. And some of these young quarterbacks are playing really good football and winning a lot of football games. And so but we're kind of all jumbled up there in the middle. And so I think it's just kind of who can get hot at the right time and try to make a run at it. And that's kind of how it usually is in the NFL.
There are some teams that are just common themes in your career. Buffalo, for example, Cincinnati for those few years, you know, some teams that you've seen a lot. I feel like you guys have played Houston a lot over the last 3-4 seasons. How much of it is an advantage in that way that you're playing a team that you are very familiar with this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, it's another team that's just that competes at a high level year in and year out, and they have a lot of great football players. And I think it's going to be an extremely, extremely challenging game because, I mean, it's going to be someone that they're going to come in with the right mindset and they're going to come flying around, and we have to match that intensity and take it to another level. And so we've played them in a lot of these big games, and they've kind of been close, all of them. And so I think we just got to come with that mindset of we got to find a way to win no matter what it takes.
When you look at that Texans defense on film, what's the first thing that jumps out to you?
Yeah, I think it's just the speed they play with. You know, like everybody on their team, they come around, they fly around, and they try to make plays happen. And I think that's something that when you play with that effort, usually good things happen. And it starts everywhere. I mean, D-line, obviously, extremely talented. Linebackers, extremely talented. And DBs are extremely talented. And so they all play and fly around, and Coach Ryan has them going. And so for us, we have to be able to match that intensity every single snap.
Football is definitely a next man up mentality. It looks like you guys are going to have some injuries on the offensive line heading into this one, which isn't ideal going up against a defensive line as difficult as the Texans. How do you guys game plan? How do you guys scheme to make up for some of the absences you're going to have on the O-line?
Yeah, I mean, you got to do a lot of different things. I mean, obviously, you got to be able to run the football. You got to be able to attack whenever there's chances to attack down the field, and then get the ball to my hands when I need to get the ball to my hands. I think the thing about going up against really good defenses, you have to be able to show that you can do everything. And that's something that we have to continue to get better and better at. But you give them the respect that they deserve, and then you go out there and you play within yourself, and you keep positive plays happening.
Right now, we're talking to Patrick Mahomes here for a couple more minutes. Coach Reed, a couple of days ago, talked about this team being close, mentioned that they are one or two plays away. You're the quarterback of the team. You're the leader of the team. What do you feel like you need to do in these pressurized situations to make those one or two extra plays to win on Sundays?
Yeah, you just got to execute at a higher level in some of these big moments. We are close, but at the end of the day, you got to go out there and make the plays happen. And so I think that's been the difference in this year and all our previous years is we're not making those big plays and those big moments. And I've said it since the beginning. But I mean, at the end of the day, you got to go up there and make them. And that's something that we're going to try to do the rest of the season.
Are you guys looking at it like you still control your destiny? I know right now you guys are not in your usual position that you are in the division or in the standings. But if you look at this, if you guys run the table, you're back in the postseason and you'll be as hot and as dangerous as anybody.
Yeah, we just want to get in there, man. We just want to get into the playoffs. And in order to do that, we got to kind of win all the rest of our games. So we'll take it week by week, day by day. But at the end of the day, you just go out there and play your best football, try to win the rest of these games, get into the playoffs, and then if anybody's got the chance to go out there and win it.
Are you scoreboard watching at all? Are you keeping up with what else is happening in the AFC?
I mean, at this point, not really. I mean, I think if we just can kind of win up all of our games, the rest will kind of handle itself at this point. And so just trying to win football games, taking it, like I said, day by day, trying to be the best that we can be, and then win this week and then move on to the next week. And if we can win all our football games, we'll be in the playoffs. And then if we're in the playoffs, I can take us versus anybody.
I'll get you out of here with this one. What is the emphasis? What is the theme of the week? What are you guys really trying to heading into this matchup against the Houston Texans to get this thing back on track?
Yeah, I mean, more than anything, man, we're going to stay within ourselves, and we're going to go out there and play our football. And like I said, I believe that we can go out there and win any game at any moment, but we got to go out there and prove it. And so I'm excited for the chance to go out there and prove it this weekend.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today as they get ready for Sunday night football at Arrowhead against the Texans. Patrick, good luck this week, man. Catch up with you next week.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Absolutely. That is our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. His appearance on the show was brought to you by Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly Certified Techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. We'll keep talking Chiefs. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Tune in Mondays at 4 to hear the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. If you missed it, we caught up with Patrick Mahomes earlier today. We will check out the podcast page. We've already played it, so be sure to check out the podcast page. We will play the Chris Klieman press conference here coming up in just a bit. So, Rob, I think the best way of putting my official stance on the Chiefs is this. We have all been wrong about the Chiefs all year. Everybody's been wrong about the Chiefs. Did you have the Chiefs win in the division? Well, you're wrong. They ain't winning the division. Now, you still got a chance to be right about some other things. I mean, if you had them making the playoffs, you had them getting back to the Super Bowl, like, you haven't got wrong across the board. But if I had come on here, let's say, 5 months ago and told you, hey, the Chiefs are going to be 500 heading into December, it would have been a mutiny on the text line is what it would have been. People have been outside with pitchforks trying to get me removed from this place if I had told you that. Here we are. So my official stance on the Chiefs for the rest of the year is you've made a fool of me the entire year. I've been wrong all year about the Chiefs. What's continuing to be wrong about the Chiefs? Now I don't believe anymore. I don't believe you. Remember a couple of days ago we were joking about when people say that they're around the corner? Remember we were joking about that? Man, you told me you were going to be here 15 minutes ago. Bro, I've been waiting here for an hour. I'm sorry. I just don't believe the time that you were going to tell me. And now I feel like what has happened is we have almost run out of every example of the Chiefs being the old version of the Chiefs. Now people are telling me they'll be the old version of the Chiefs because these are all home games. Like, they have not looked like the old Chiefs really at any point so far this season. There's only one more chance that they can. They've run out of every single opportunity to prove to you that they're the championship DNA team that we've seen. They have one more opportunity. It's these three home games. The old Chiefs would have won all three of these home games. The Chiefs that went to five of the last six Super Bowls, no question, they'd have won all three of these home games against Houston, a Denver team, and Los Angeles that is as banged up as you are. The Chiefs that you and I know to love, the Chiefs that you stood outside in the cold for at the parades, they would have figured out a way to win these three games. I don't know about this team. There's something missing with this team. I think they're losing on Sunday. I want to pick them. I mean, the only game I've picked against the Chiefs all season was the Eagles game. It's the only game I was like, yeah, I don't know. That team's just better than they are. That's the only game I picked against them. I've been on board this whole time. No. Houston is playing better football than they are, and they got a better defensive line going up against your offensive line. I just can't do it this week. And maybe you guys will come on and say, oh, man, see, I told you so. You were wrong. At this point, I've been wrong all season about the Chiefs. I won't feel bad if I continue to be wrong about the Chiefs. I thought they were going to win their division. I thought they were going to win 13 games this year. I thought they were the best team in the AFC. We were talking about their offense 6 weeks ago like they were the 2022 offense. You and I, Rob, were questioning whether or not it was Mahomes versus the field when it came to NFL MVP. We've been wrong about their team all year. What's another month of being wrong when it comes to them? I can live with that.
Me and you see this game differently. I do think it's fair to say the old Chiefs are not coming back through the door. I do not believe this season ends in a parade. I don't think that's some earth-shattering take. I think at some point, whether it be in the regular season or the postseason, their season ends with a loss.
Because but to the me, old though, it's hard to cut you off here. It is not a disappointment in my mind if their season doesn't end in a parade. Their season is a disappointment if it doesn't end with them in the playoffs.
Oh, I think me disagree here. I think if you don't make the AFC title game, your season is a disappointment. I think the only reason you're saying that, and now I don't say Lombardi or bust, but if you don't make the AFC title game after being there, what, eight straight
for
seasons?
Sure. I get what you're saying. I've definitely moved the goalpost based on 100%. How we've seen them play. But I'm just saying is, in your scenario, let's say the Chiefs went out and go to the playoffs, and then they win in the wild card round and then lose in the second round. I don't know if I'm going to turn around and come on the show that next Monday saying that I think this season was a failure. I think we know that this team is incredibly flawed. And I think we know that they need to retool to kind of get back to where they've been. So if this team can put it together and kind of take your imagination places, I would say that this team is the first team in a while they haven't really allowed you to dream. They haven't allowed you to dream this year. They haven't gotten hot. It's been mistake, penalty, turnover, bobbled ball. It's kind of been marred by a lot of those things. So if you think they're going to get hot down the stretch, I'm not here to tell you that you're wrong. I disagree, but we're allowed to agree and disagree on who wins. Like, at this point, they just got to show me. They got to show me. I don't know if this team has that magic something. I don't know if they have that dog anymore. I think the light is dim in their eyes. The Chiefs had a sparkle about them. They had a glow about them. They had a, you know, you walk into the building and you know you're the coolest cat. You know that you can pull any girl in there. This team just doesn't, they don't walk with that same swagger. And I think a lot of the hope and confidence is that the Chiefs still got that bop in their step. And I just feel like it's been beaten out of them. And a big reason, at least for me, why I feel that way just comes down to the pass rush. If you tell me you're about to get hot, you got to do it with pass rush. You got to do it with getting after the other team's quarterback. They haven't gotten a sack in 11 quarters. It's really, really hard to win three of these games the way that you got to win. I don't care where these games are. It's hard to put together a string of wins if you're going to do that and you're not getting to the other team's quarterback. If you're not disrupting timing, if you're not being dominant up front. And heading into this game where I think if you're being reasonable, you think the Chiefs are going to lose the line of scrimmage battle on the offensive side because of the injuries that they have. Injury at left tackle, injury at right tackle, injury at right guard. Man, tell me how you think they win if you got them losing the line of scrimmage battle on both the offensive and defensive side. It's tough to beat teams if you're going to get beat on both sides of the offensive, both sides of the line of scrimmage. So if they're already going to be at a deficit when it comes to the offensive side, man, that defensive line's got to eat, and they just haven't eaten in a while.
I agree with that. I just, for this game specifically, because I actually, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, I don't think the Chiefs are making the playoffs. I think either the Chargers or the Broncos or maybe both get them at Arrowhead. I just feel like those teams are, they're better than the Chiefs this year. So I think the Chiefs are going to go 10-7 and miss the postseason. So 10-7, 9-8, miss the postseason. But I just feel like, man, it's weakness on weakness on Sunday. And I feel like Andy Reid is good enough to scheme up a depleted offensive line where I don't know that CJ Stroud and the Texans offensive staff is good enough to scheme up a bad offensive line against the Chiefs' bad defensive line. I just don't. I think Andy Reid can do enough to survive in advance. I don't think this game is going to win any, you know, awards for how beautiful or aesthetically great it is. I think it's going to look a lot like, remember the Alex Smith game where the Chiefs beat the Panthers in Carolina and Eric Berry had the touchdown? I don't know if they're going to score a defensive touchdown, but it's going to be that sort of 17-16 uglied up football. This is not going to be a vintage Mahomes game.
This game definitely has an under feel to it.
100%.
For sure.
So I think if it's and those under games, it's usually one play here, one play there. I think Mahomes, he made all those plays against Dallas, and Dallas offense took advantage of those plays too. I don't know if CJ Stroud can take advantage of those plays. So I think that's for this game specifically, I think the Chiefs are going to win, but I don't know how they're going to beat the Chargers because I think Justin Herbert can make those same plays Dak did. I don't think CJ Stroud can.
If the Chiefs figure out a way to win this game, it'll be their best win that they have so far this season. Based on where we are in the season, based on the injuries that they have, based on what I think about this Houston team, Houston is playing their best football right now. Houston has won 4 consecutive games. Houston has won 5 of their last 6. And I'm talking about they've beaten quality opponents. They beat San Francisco. They beat Jacksonville. They went on the road and beat the Indianapolis Colts. They beat Buffalo. So Houston right now is not a team that you can be playing the schedule game with. Oh, well, who have they beaten? They've beaten some pretty good teams over the last couple of weeks or so. And this is a team that has put themselves right back in the AFC South conversation. And when you say that you want to be playing your best football heading into this portion of the season, man, it's kind of hard to say they're not playing their best brand of football. And if the Texans can win this game, they got Arizona and Las Vegas coming up in back-to-back weeks. Like, you can really get some momentum going where this Houston team could maybe go 11-6 and just be a team that wins their division and you just don't want to play them. They are a team that they do something at a high level. They have shown an ability to get after the other team's quarterback. So maybe they don't have the best quarterback in the league, and I'm higher on CJ Stroud than I think a lot of other people are. But man, we're talking about a defense right now. I mean, they got 2 premium pass rushers. Not 2 good ones. Danielle Hunter has 11 sacks. Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson have as many sacks as the Chiefs have as a team right now. As many as they have as a collective unit. So we're talking about 2 guys that get after the quarterback, and you're doing that right now with an offensive line that is very, very banged up. If you missed it, we'll play.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Play it for you on the other side. Chris Klieman addressed the media for his final time as K-State's head coach. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Rob, do we have enough time to play this Chris Klieman audio? All right, cool. We're going to get you out of here with this. I want you guys to hear this. Chris Klieman met with the media today. He did not take questions, but Chris Klieman is stepping down as the head coach at Kansas State University.
I can't thank everybody for being here. It just goes to show me and prove to me that the good guys win, and doing things the right way and doing it with class and doing it with integrity is the right way. And guys, that's the K-State way. And it's been an emotional day for me. I am at peace. I've had so many colleagues, former players, parents of current players, text call to congratulate Rhonda and I. And it's why I'm in this business, is to have that impact, not just on a kid that plays for you, but on a parent, on a support staff member, on everybody that you touch. And that's leadership to me. Leadership to me is how many people you can impact on a daily basis and make sure that's a different person every day. And as I retire after close to 35 years in this business, I've already visited with our players, but I'm one of the lucky ones. I spent 15 years at the last two stops, and that's a rarity. And I know some people in here have had that ability and it's unique. It doesn't happen enough anymore. And relationships with players, impacts on people that reach far beyond this game. That's always been my passion, and that's always been my burn. Just trying to continue to impact people. I believe that, and believe and live like this, that players play for coaches that care. Coaches coach for coaches that care. And a support staff supports a head coach that cares. And I hope everybody that's come across me, whether it's players, support staff, here at K-State or places I've been, have said, I will say this, that guy cares. And he's going to have my back. And I'm not going to throw people under the bus, and I'm going to continue to love them. I'm going to challenge the heck out of them, but I'm going to love them. My entire coaching life, I've put other people first. And for the first time ever, I'm putting Rhonda, Devin, Haley, and Colt first. I got to express my gratitude to and thanks to Gene Taylor for believing and entrusting this program to me. It's hard to believe it's been nearly 7 years ago that Kenny and Preston and Starkey came up and picked me up. They'd never been so cold in their life in Fargo. And we flew down here and started a journey that's been almost 7 years. And I took this job with little to no Power Four experience. But I had a guy that believed in me and loved me. And I'm proud of what we accomplished in these 7 years. Won a Big 12 championship. I think we had eight or more wins, and there's eight teams in the country that had that for four straight years. And we made it to a bowl game 6 out of 7 years at a place like Kansas State. And we did it with hard work. We did it with dedication. We did it with the right kind of people, and we had everybody with both feet in all the time. And that's not just players. That's coaches. That's support staff. That's everybody. I'm a big believer in being defined by a moment, not a body of work. And thanks to all the great players, thanks to all the great support staff, thanks to all the great coaches, I look at my 5 years at North Dakota State with great players, great coaches, great support staff. We won four national championships in 5 years. Look at my seven great years here with the accolades we talked about. And as a head coach of Division I in 12 years, I'm damn proud of the body of work that all of us put together. And guys, I'm not going anywhere. It's not a funeral for me. And I told the guys that. And, you know, I've always said this when I come into this room after a tough loss, do not walk around eggshells on me. Don't do that. We're gonna celebrate my career. We're gonna celebrate. I'm gonna be around here next week for the players. I'm gonna get out of here this weekend with my family and go see my kids. But I'll be around here next week to visit with all our players and answer those questions of those guys. But I can't thank all of you enough. I can't thank all of you enough for being the people who you are, and for allowing the Climans to come into Manhattan and build something here. And Gene and I talked about this a couple of different times. I followed Craig Bull at North Dakota State after he won three consecutive national championships. And people said, don't you dare follow Craig Bull. And we won four or five. And I followed the greatest coach, in my opinion, in the history of college football, in Bill Snyder. And everybody said, don't want to do that. And I said, I just followed a guy that won three in a row and we did okay. I'm ready to go to work. And I think we did a pretty damn good job here. But guys, I'm gonna depart you now and let Gene kind of run the rest of this. But I love everybody and I appreciate everybody. And thanks for everything, guys.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.